The city of Milwaukee has organizations, ordinances, and policies all aimed at trying to protect residents from lead poisoning. But as Wisconsin Watch reporter Farah Anderson reports, the city often fails to hold landlords accountable for lead hazards that are poisoning tenants and their families.
Milwaukee resident Denise Honegger is sitting on the porch of a house off Locust Street in North Milwaukee. It's her first house that's been lead-free in 6 years.
There is not one speck of lead in my house now. I'm so happy. I got tears in my eyes. I'm so happy.
She moved into a house in 2017 that had lead, and then another, and another, and another. Her daughter and grandchild were both hospitalized from lead poisoning, and each time they moved, they thought they were safe. But when their landlords refused to address the lead in each property, they left.
We were homeless and in a hotel for a year at a time. I paid out my pocket. Nobody was helping us. We lost everything in each house.
Almost 5% of Milwaukee children under 6 tested in 2021 had blood lead levels above 5 micrograms per deciliter. More than half of the city's residents are renters, and lead poisoning rates are highest in neighborhoods where more people rent. Last year, the city's Common Council created more penalties for landlords who don't comply with government orders to fix lead hazards by removing lead paint or dust. But from July 2022 to June 2023, the city's health department issued just 26 lead-related citations to city landlords. And a Wisconsin Watch review of city records showed 9 of those citations were dropped because of out-of-date inspections. Michael Mannon is director of home environmental health for the city. He says many landlords fail to comply with lead abatement orders.
And the problem here is that it's a lack of willingness and engagement on the landlord's part to do their duty, because they're the ones collecting rent. They have to maintain the property.
The Common Council also tried to protect renters from retaliation if they complained about lead. But often, renters are too scared to report or don't know how to complain. And if they move out because of lead, landlords can sue for rent collection. That's what happened to Deanna Branch. Her son Aiden was hospitalized twice for severe lead poisoning from old paint in a Milwaukee rental property. Child Protective Services told her Aiden couldn't be discharged if she couldn't provide a safe home. She left the house and moved in with family that same day.
Instead of depressed and angry, I should have been upset that they were like literally trying to blame me for just trying to provide a house for my son. I didn't think about it like that at the time. I thought about like, oh my God, like I'm gonna lose my kids. I'm a terrible mother.
For the city to order lead remediation, a child has to test at 15 micrograms per deciliter. That's 4 times higher than what the CDC calls a concerning lead level. At that point, the city will cover the cost of abatement. Brittany Shanick is a lawyer with Legal Action of Wisconsin. She represents clients in tenant-landlord lawsuits involving lead.
There's nothing to incentivize a landlord from doing that lead abatement up front, you know, out of their own bottom line.
Since 2011, the state of Wisconsin has passed several statutes making it difficult for cities to set up proactive rental inspections, which could catch lead hazards before tenants move in. Some municipalities like Eau Claire and Racine have still created rental inspection programs. Heiner Giese is a lawyer who represents landlords in the Rental Property Association of Wisconsin. Giese says Milwaukee could use similar programs to protect kids from lead.
The city just says it doesn't have the money to do those. That's the real problem, but they can't do them.
Deanna Branch is now in a lead-free home. She formed the Coalition on Lead Emergency in 2018 to make sure other parents don't have to experience what she did.
So I just felt like as a mother, I was definitely failing him because I didn't know the answer. And as a parent, you want to know the solution. You want to know how to best help your child.
The Milwaukee Health Department says they'll be ramping up enforcement against landlords this fall. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Farah Anderson.
For more information about Wisconsin Watch's investigation into lead hazards in Milwaukee rental properties, visit www.wisconsinwatch.org.